offer of help.
Hi there. I see you come across the street here. Can I give you a gospel card?
Are you a different church?
Actually, what we're doing here is we're calling out the Radiant Church because they're not a biblical church. And also, Tim Hawkins, they're bringing in a comedian. So what do Christians have to do with comedy? Are you a believer?
In God?
Yeah, but are you a Christian?
I don't really follow religion.
Oh, okay, well, you came across the street, so I wasn't sure. I'm just finding out what you're all about.
Oh, I don't really follow, like, a specific religion. Like,
okay, so you don't go to churches or anything. You believe in the Creator God who created all things?
I don't believe God is a person per se. God is everything around us.
Okay, so you're like New Age then, or Gaia?
That's actually pantheism.
Yeah.
I don't believe religion.
Jesus embodied God so we can know who he is, man. And if you don't come through him, there's no hope.
Right, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father, who is the Creator God, except through him. And on that gospel card is the gospel that that tells us that through faith in Christ, the Son of God, fully man, came to the earth to die, to shed his blood for the sins of man, and that if you repent, which means turn from your sins, turn from your ways, stop doing them, and turn toward him, then you'll be born again. Gives you his Holy Spirit within you, you're a new creation, and then you follow after the scriptures, which is the Bible, and then in the end you find eternal life with him. And you said you don't belong to any organization or any specific belief or anything. I would challenge you, prove the Bible wrong.
Never read it.
I'm sorry?
I never read it.
You didn't read it. Well, what a lot of people say is they don't believe it and they don't have faith in it, but you know that that's the most accurately recorded manuscript. It's got 24 or 26,000 manuscripts that back up its authenticity as compared to any other writing out there. The next one is like Homer's Iliad, which is 700 manuscripts to back it up. It's quite a difference, isn't it? So something to think about. So what we're out here doing is, we used to belong to man-made religion. You know, you probably heard of the denominations, Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Anabaptist, Roman Catholic. We'd be here all day going through them, right? And they all talk about something different. They all believe something different, right? Well, the scriptures, the Bible says there's one God, one Savior, one word, one truth, one body, and we're all supposed to speak the same thing. So when we started studying the scriptures and comparing them to what all these churches are teaching, they didn't line up. So we left all that. We don't belong to any one of them. We belong to Christ. We follow the scriptures. We obey it. And we call places out like this who are pushing comedians.
A lot of people that go to the church.
Oh, there is. Holiness, carnality. See, you notice how we dress. We're different. The Bible commands how we take care of the temple of the Holy Spirit. I was talking to you about being born again. If you repent and a holy God puts the Holy Spirit within you, he owns you. We're bought with the blood of Christ. So I'm pouring a lot on you. I don't know how much you know or anything.
I've been doing like a lot of like meditation work. I follow like a lot of New Age stuff, I guess.
I've been doing a lot of meditation. Yeah, what that's going to do to you, I did that too for a while. It's going to open you up to Satan. There's God. There's Satan, the devil.
Well, yeah.
It's going to open you up to that. Satan has demons. God has angels.
Yes.
Satan is like the opposite of God. He's doing all the evil, wicked things. God is righteous and just and does good. But it doesn't mean he doesn't kill people. Even the scriptures say he hates the wicked. You know how you get out of God's hate and into his love? By repenting and coming through Christ. Kind of takes us back around where Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So you probably know a bunch of hypocritical so-called Christians. A lot of them think they're better than everybody. They go to church, but yet they live just like everybody else. They're not holy. They're not godly.
It's every religion.
I'm sorry?
You see it in every church.
You do. That's why we don't belong to any of them. We just follow after the scriptures. I would encourage you to, you said you didn't read the Bible. I would encourage you to start in the New Testament. That's the book of Matthew. That's when Christ is born. The Old Testament talks about the origins of God creating the earth. And it can be kind of confusing to somebody who doesn't understand the Word of God. You start in Matthew, and all the way through the epistles through there to the end, it will talk about Christ, who he is, what he did. It proves what he does. And then it explains how to be a follower of Christ. Because the end times are coming. Christ is coming back. He's going to come back and destroy all this. and whoever is not his.
You think this time it would be fire? That's what people are saying, that it would be fire this time.
So do you believe that he flooded the earth?
Oh, yeah, I believe that
There's
happened.
There's proof, yes.
Yeah, so there's proof God, all around the world that happened.
So you do have some kind of a belief in something. I would encourage you.
I follow along. I try and find the truth in everything. I just don't blindly, like, oh,
there's only one truth.
Like, you have to search for it.
Christ is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you don't believe that, you have to prove either, then he's, if you don't believe that, he's a liar, right? We'd have to call him a liar if he's not the truth. It's a hard thing to admit, isn't it? You don't want to call somebody a liar, so you could go test that. Test him in the scriptures. So, lay down everything that you know. Go to the scriptures like we were talking about. Ask the Lord to reveal his truth to you. The Holy Spirit, God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus. It's three in one. A little complicated. But he sends the Holy Spirit to help us to understand if we're truly his. Said he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So if you're looking for truth, you'll find it through Christ. You're not going to find it through any other way. So hopefully that helps explain why we're out here. We're just going to be standing out here, and hopefully it doesn't rain on us, and if it does, we'll call it quits. But we've had a couple men already come out, and all they wanted to do was offer. They just want to offer us water and shelter, but we want them to come out with the Word of God and explain why they're doing what they do in there. You know, we do this all over the country.
I don't know what they do in there. Like, it's not the truth. I stay out of there.
It's not the truth. Stay out of all the churches.
I don't go to
all
of them.
Good deal. Yeah, you don't want to. Get the scriptures. That's where you're going to find your truth, through Christ. Christ is the truth. Let us know if we can help you. Our email's on there. Check out our website.
Lots of resources on our website for free, not like these goat farms that take your money.
Yeah, we don't take anybody's money either.
Jesus is the only way, man. We love our neighbor.
Amen.
The media is not telling you the truth. Pastors don't tell you the truth.
I know, nothing. The media.
The Word of God and the biblical street preacher is going to tell you the truth.
Right.
The media is garbage. The government is garbage.
You're right, yeah. Christ is the truth. He's the rock. He's the only one we can count on. It was good talking to you. Thanks for coming over.